This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Two, three. Oh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Too loud. Everything is
just
too
across
loud.
The board.
Both of our mics, if those lights are blinking, it's blown out and not good.
Listen, I know that.
Yeah.
But I still like the levels suck.
Huh?
Like the levels suck. If I
what?
The levels, like once I get it into my car, I'm almost on the maximum volume.
We're louder than a lot of other podcasts I know.
But here's the thing that
I've we're right in
this is what I've learned. Spot. I've learned this from Mr. Owen Carter as well.
Okay.
He shares this opinion with me.
Sure.
A loud podcast
is
way better than a quiet one.
You're right.
Because a quiet one can't be blasted. And even if you did, once your car switches to radio,
you die a little bit.
You're dead.
You're not wrong.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find a happy medium someday. But I see that thing flicker all the time. It's doing it right now. But I'll tell you what. These levels are coming in loud and clear, I bet.
Loud, yes.
How you doing, Mike?
Are we going?
Yeah.
Oh.
You having issues?
No. Well, yeah.
You good over there?
This shit's falling out of my
shit. Well, use your words,
ET
man.
Is
tell
still on
that.
The counter. I've noticed.
You think I had time between the last time we recorded this podcast to now to figure out a place to put E.T.?
Yeah. Because
I have. I have figured it out.
About a week.
I figured it out. I didn't even need to do the contest.
Okay, good. One less contest.
One less contest. Mm-hmm. Of all the contests we're doing.
We've had about enough.
Too many contests.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them right over there where that little seat is.
Okay.
Next to the Owen's computer desk over here.
On the seat?
No, that seat will go. That's going to go, probably.
Okay.
I think we talked about this.
Okay.
That's where it's going.
Good. Good spot.
For now, I mean, it just seems so peaceful up
there.
Does
anyone sit in that seat?
No, never.
Have you ever had enough people in this apartment to be like, every seat's filled up except for this one? I guess I'm on this seat now.
We've filled up every seat here.
You sold this place out?
We've sold it out.
Max Compass?
Max K Pass.
Is there any kind of a superhero called Max Capacity?
There goddamn better be. There's Onomatopoeia as a fucking villain or bad guy.
That's good.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, the podcast where Mike Falzone and I, comedian and internet personality Mike Falzone and I, talk about whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's a real easy podcast.
Yeah.
And because we are easy to get along with, boys.
It's real easy to listen to. It's not that easy to, like, explain to your parents.
Today, my mom told me, I was talking to my mom on the phone, and she said she's been listening to my podcast.
Oh,
and
shit,
stuff.
This one?
Yeah, well, let me get there.
Okay, sorry.
She said, I've been listening to your podcasts, and I've been watching all your shows because I miss you. And then that was it. That was where the discussion ended. Have a sip. And I was like, oh no, which one is she listening to? Which ones is she listening to?
Which episodes of which ones?
Oh man. I
what
love
if it's
my mom.
Just Cloverfields?
She's into it.
Mijo, has anything happened in the ARG?
Dude, Cloverfields gets a lot of love still.
I like it, man.
I get tweets all the time about it.
That's cool.
That people are like just listening to it.
I want another excuse to do stuff. I was thinking the other day, it was nice to have some direction sometimes.
I know, right?
It's nice to like know. I feel like we always know.
I think, well, here's what I'm going to say right now, which is where I think you were going.
I don't want to do it.
I think that you get a bit afraid.
Yeah.
Maybe afraid is the wrong word, but I feel like you get a little bit concerned or worried that this podcast is going to have like a moment where we don't know what the fuck to talk about, and it's gonna be like,
that's fine,
not good.
That's absolutely fine. It's fine to be not good. It's fine to have nothing to talk about. It's not fine to talk about having nothing to talk about.
Okay,
that's not okay.
Okay,
that's the only rule that I have.
Okay, have we ever done that?
I think we started to go down that road
before,
and then something happened, and it was miraculously saved.
I don't know what instance you're referring to.
Neither do I, but I felt like it happened.
Okay.
It felt good to say.
I've got several things on my mind right now that I want to talk to you about.
That's fine. But we can't talk about any of them on the podcast.
Definitely not. This is outside of the podcast talk.
Okay, what
for
else?
For you and I.
What else? Bottle of water? Bottle of water at Whole Foods. What do you want to talk about?
I got several things to talk about. Number one, there was something with the ETN address that we never got to, which was how much it cost. We still don't know. I mean,
good cliffhanger episode,
right? Yeah. We had a cliffhanger and we didn't really talk about how much it cost.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shall we?
Do you want me to ask?
Well, do you have a guess?
$500. See you next week.
That was the wrap up for last week's episode, and now stay tuned next week for the next topic.
Stay tuned to next time for this one.
And if you want the next one, you see you next time. And then now we'll talk about that one in the next one.
And coming up next, this one.
The one after that is the one where we'll get to the next one.
Word. About $500, I'd say.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
You sure? You've got an opportunity to change it.
I feel like you want me to change it.
No, you don't have to. I'm making this interesting.
$500.
Okay. It was $400. $400. Yeah.
You got a deal.
$400.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
Do you remember?
You talk him down from five?
Do you remember when we were at Frank and Son and I saw that Planet of the Apes statue that I wanted real bad?
Thing, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I had already ordered this, I think. Or maybe I had it already.
And you in your head said, I got room for both and I got places to put them.
No. In my head, I said, I've got room for E.T. and that's it.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't shadow box shit or put shit on the walls.
Remember that booth where the guy had like action figures and shadow boxes and stuff?
Yes.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of work, man.
Oh, so you'd rather just keep it on the ground or
on the counter.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
The kitchen counter.
Well, we're not using that counter.
Yeah. That's why you've never had brunch.
Do you
it's
think
because
there's...
you have an alien on your island.
Is that a counter to have brunch on?
Yeah, it's the brunch counter. You can have brunch. You could have a standing brunch. You can get a stool.
Have you ever been to a standing brunch?
I'll tell you right now.
There are stools there. There's seats over there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, great. I was going to say you could trade the ET for about 57 stools. One life-size ET.
Why would I want that many stools? Are they replicas from something?
It's something that you could do.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
Well...
replica stools. Yeah, they're the same stools that were in like Goodwill Hunting.
There we go.
Yeah.
In the bar in Goodwill Hunting?
Yeah.
Hey man, these are replica stools.
No one why would you not believe that?
You're
is anybody
right.
gonna
Who
be
would
like,
lie about that?
Let me see the scratches.
Yeah, no one would lie about it.
These are stools, replica stools. Scratch for scratch from Cheers.
Ted Danson.
Smell this. This is Norm's ass.
Ted Danson put his hand on this chair over 25 years ago. And between then and now, at least 2,000 other people have put their hands on it that were not Ted Danson.
And that's what you're buying.
And really, that's what you're buying.
Yeah. Shit, I'm sold.
I went and saw Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
That's you were talking about them on
yeah.
a different podcast.
I had a blizzity blast.
Okay, sure.
I had a blizzast.
Yeah, it was a blizzardy blast.
I had a blizzardy blast.
What was it like?
My YouTube channel, which I never post things on because I'm busy, but that's about to change soon, has a video chronicling the latest video there. Chronicles the adventures of Bree and Owen and I going to see Electric Light Orchestra.
That's
Jeff,
great.
I'm sorry, Jeff Lynn's Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
And oh man,
good. You all right? It's getting a little weird. You're freaking out? You want some water?
It was amazing.
Good.
We had great seats.
Yeah. Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl. And you've never been.
I've never been.
That's so weird to me.
I like everybody's pictures that go there and post pictures on Instagram.
You've seen people's Instagram pictures.
And I've driven past it.
You know what's interesting to me, man? And I might be calling this man out about this right here and right now. Uh-huh. And maybe we'll have him back on the podcast with you this time so he can defend himself.
Okay.
But do you know who I'm talking about?
Andrew Delman.
Yes, I am talking about Andrew Delman.
One and only.
Did I narrow it down because I said one day you'll be on the podcast with him, or do you know what I'm about to say?
The first one.
Okay.
First thing to say.
Andrew Delman let me know while having a casual conversation Yes?
I just want to cut you off real
quick. Okay,
okay. And I'm going to say, in this story, are you going to say something verbatim that he said? And if you are, follow up. I'd ask you kindly to do the voice. Proceed.
It's not going to be verbatim,
okay,
but I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can ask.
We were having a casual discussion fairly recently,
mm-hmm,
and he was like, yeah, so like I've got this like box hookup at the Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, like this guy, like, just gave it to us. Like, yeah. He just, like, he's trying to be my friend. And so he, like, called. He's like, yeah, you guys ever want a box at the Hollywood Bowl?
I'll tell you what, it's a little nasally, but the cadence is right
it's
on.
It's a little nasally.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
It's great.
Impressions aren't my strong suit.
You know what? Elliot. I've said this a million times. Yeah. Elliot is, he's scary good at friend impressions.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't do anyone worth it.
Yeah.
Or like famous.
But he can do us. Yeah. You know who else is amazing at impressions?
Amazing.
Ear-mizing.
Who?
Chelsea Dunaway.
Is that right?
Yeah. She's so fucking cool as shit. Fucking good at impressions. Like amazing.
Yeah. Like, who does she do?
Only Friends.
Oh.
From the TV show
Friends.
From
the TV show Friends. Her Joey is...
You know what, man? I don't know if she's ever done cocaine before. No, I don't know if she's ever done other impressions, like impressions of celebrities and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's done that.
I wish I had a couple.
Well.
What?
You wish you had a couple of celebrities under your belt that you could do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to think, like, when I was in college, that I could do Christopher Walken, but that's just like, that's right before college age is the age where you're doing a Christopher Walken impression, right before you realize that everyone does that.
Everyone does the same one.
Yeah, yeah. You're 19, and you realize that that's not something that you should do because you're not that good at it at 20.
And also, everyone else does it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be really good at cartoon character voices.
Okay.
But I can't really do it anymore.
Sure.
I don't really seem
real sad about that.
Well, there was a time when I would have liked to have done cartoon voiceovers.
I think you could still do that, just not for specific.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I think I could probably still do a cartoon voiceover.
Yeah.
And be a cartoon voice.
I'm going to be a cartoon.
Is that just a dream of yours that you're going to do?
Well,
or you're already doing
that? That was too confident. I've never said a dream that confidently. I'm going to be a baseball player.
You actually are doing it.
Yeah. It's already recorded and it's already.
What is it?
Oh, a thing.
What is it?
I can't. It's not my thing. I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it something I know about?
I have to be horseshit Hollywood bullshit guy. Yeah. And I would love to talk about it. It's just I'm trying to be respectful.
It's not your thunder to take.
Not my thing. But, and also, it could also never come out.
Have I heard about this?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I want to hear about it later.
Well, yeah. I hope it comes out. I forget about it all the time, because the person's whose thing it is doesn't talk to me about it either. So I forget that it exists all the time. And then I remember
Seth MacFarlane is who you're
talking? Seth MacFarlane.
Sex MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Sex MacFarmland. Sex McFarmland presents Hoes on Patrol.
thought you were going to say, like, Planet Earth.
Planet Earth. The cosmos.
Filmed and narrated by Sex. Sex with Farmland.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay. I want to do it. I want to do it real bad.
You
I
did should, man. You
I've have a voiced cartoon? Some internet stuff before, yeah, and that was fun.
Fuck, we have a cartoon coming out.
We do have a cartoon coming out.
Spoiler alert.
It's like it's more of like a sketch, though, than like an animated series or something.
Well, it's almost by definition an animated series.
If I mean, we're being it's honest. It's what I'd like it to end up being.
It's a series of three videos, uh-huh, which are animated. So in my book,
it's an animated series.
It's an animated series.
Well, when I think of animated series, I think of like Animaniacs, Tiny Toons.
They had three Alf. Episodes. All those things had. You got me on the last one, I think.
Tiny Toons?
Tiny Toons, correct me if I'm wrong, was a live action thing. There was.
With real bunnies.
I remember one episode of Tiny Toons, and that's when the duck.
Plucky?
Plucky was flushing things down the toilet.
Elevator goes down the hole?
Yeah.
Elevator go down the hole.
Yeah, he was flushing.
He's flushing things?
An elevator down the toilet?
No, I think he was saying everything goes down the hole a bunch.
Yeah.
And then eventually he made it say elevator. He said elevator. I don't know why.
Interesting.
Well,
maybe that was the.
Maybe that's the joke. Big that climate. Was the. That's the spoiler alert.
Hold
that's
for applause.
Andrew Delman said.
Yeah.
That he has a Hollywood Bowl hookup.
Okay.
And they have their own box. Seat that's theirs, their own like box.
That's awesome. He knows about all the Hollywood.
Yeah, things. He's got like crazy connections and is friends with weird people.
Yeah, but between him and Lee, they know all.
They might know everybody. Yeah,
that and they know all the things that like an LA person should do before they eventually move out of here or die here.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't waste any time.
No.
They're always doing stuff.
Either of them could be dead at any minute.
And we would never know. It would take us a really long time to find out.
I feel like I'm constantly reminded that either of those two could be dead at any time.
And we'll never know. How would we find out?
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay. All right, man. No problem. Let's move on.
Anything else?
No problem, man. Hey, that's no problem. We don't have to talk about it.
Gnome problem.
Gnome problems. From Disney, Walt Disney Pictures.
We went. Speaking of dying,
I
we
wasn't
went
done
to the,
with my story.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew Delman.
He said that he's got a hookup at the Hollywood Bowl, and he's like, just let me know, man, anytime. And like, we'll fucking go. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll let, yeah.
Fucking
and he's like,
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
It's coming there.
Lee and I saw.
Lee who?
Lee Newton. I forgot who he said they saw, but he was like, yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you want to see a fucking show at the Hollywood Bowl and you want to be in a box seat. Let me know. And so I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to let you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to let you know.
Fast forward back to last weekend.
So, well, like, even before that, like, a month before the ELO show, I was like, dude, E-L motherfucking O is going to be at the Hollywood Bowl with the fucking Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. Let's go.
Yeah.
I would love to get in on that hookup you got, my man.
And he said...
He said nothing.
No reply. Ghosted you.
And so, like, a couple of weeks later, I'm like, hey, man, like, does this sound like something you'd want to do? Or, and he was like, oh, yeah, man, let's do it. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, let's figure it out. And then that was it. That was
and
the
then
end
nothing
it.
After that.
That was the end of it. He didn't care. He didn't care to continue on about it.
Okay.
In fact, I can find the discussion we actually had if you'd like.
So did you... Hold on. Now there's a different thing. Did you buy your own tickets?
No. No, I didn't buy my own tickets.
Okay.
A company called SeatGeek
yeah.
hit me up, and they were like, would you like to do a video for us, and then we can get you tickets to any show you want in LA.
That's cool.
And I was like, fucking ELO, man. That's the one I wanted to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were like, no problem. 3 free tickets. Make your video. I made the video. It's on my channel.
Awesome.
And that's that. I saw ELO, and it was amazing.
I can't tell you. I know I'm not expressing it with my laughter, and I apologize for that. But I can't tell you how funny it is that a whole story about somebody having a box seat hookup ends with you getting tickets from a different...
And still going.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look. I could have gone with Delman and Lee and Bree and Owen, and we would have had a blast.
How much room's in that box? ET just scared me, by the way.
It's okay.
My career.
She's fine. I just figured this SeatGeek thing, I could have gone to a different show.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had to have, because, I mean, I could go, I didn't have to go to the Hollywood Bowl, especially if I got a friend with a hookup who was very excited to share the information about this hookup.
Yeah.
Do you, like, and say, let me know, man. Let's do it. Let's fucking go. With Lee Newton.
Me? You?
Yeah.
Lee Newton?
Yeah. And I was like, well, fuck yeah.
And then nothing. That's funny to me. That's not funny to you? Well, you were the one who wanted to go.
It's funny, but it's like, what happened?
Yeah. I would love to. Let's call him up. Call him up and just ask him what happened.
Let's call him right now.
No,
we
can't
that?
Ambush him. Because that's like a friend thing. Can't ambush a friend.
Hey, you're on the podcast. Let's talk about ELO.
Let's say this.
Okay.
This is the first for the show.
Okay.
You already said earlier today, because let's put it all on the table. Full transparency.
Sure.
I was going to go to a comedy show tonight. I was put on the guest list for a show called Menomina, which I believe is at the Comedy Store. It was going to be awesome.
That sounds like a Muppets thing.
It's not.
But Menomina is a Muppets thing.
Get past it.
Okay. What else could it be?
I was going to go there. Get past it. I was going to go there, and you said, I have to go to Austin tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I said
could...
I fucking blew it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. You said all that stuff.
Yeah, I blew it.
You texted it.
I blew it.
So it's not as hard as saying it to somebody's face, but you did text it to me and hit send.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And you said, if it's too much trouble, if you really want to go to that show, we could have no show this week.
Yeah, we just won't do a show this week.
Yeah, and that would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah. We've done it before. It's fine.
So in the spirit of that, I know we're doing this right now. But let's say that we call someone and it goes poorly. Are you okay with not releasing a show this week still?
You're saying we should call Delman and
we should
confront
him? Definitely
but
tell him that he's
on
a podcast.
This might be bad and we might have to not put this podcast out?
I'm saying if he gets pissed off.
What are the chances he'll get pissed off?
I don't think it's very high. I just like to give him something. I don't want to stack the deck against him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'd like to give him the in out should he reserve the right to
use
it.
Well, let's do this. Let's call him.
Yeah.
And then if he
know what? Take him out of your phone.
You know what? Let's talk about that thing you didn't want to talk about. Let's talk about how we'd find out if Lee or Delman died. How do we find out?
Let's go back to dying.
All right. I'm calling Delman.
Okay. Oh. What if he picks up?
I'd be surprised if he picks up. There's no reason for him to pick up.
Hey, dude.
Hello?
Hello? You've reached Andrew Delman's voicemail.
Damn it. All right,
well.
See you next week.
That's it. End of the segment.
We'll try to call him again next week.
It did pay you rent. I mean, there's no reason for him to answer a stray call from me right now.
There's not, but if I call him, then he thinks something's wrong.
So not only are we ambushing him already by calling him, now we're just being assholes.
Yeah, that's what that is. We run the risk of definitely being assholes.
Do you want to try this drink?
I don't.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
What are your thoughts on that? That hookup that wasn't a hookup.
I think it's hilarious. 100%. I don't believe in hookups.
I mean, maybe he was busy or whatever, but
I have never...
I don't really care. Like, at the end of the day, I don't care. I saw ELO. I had a fucking amazing time.
Yeah.
They played everything. Can I give you the set list really quick?
Can I ask you a question before you...
No.
No, because it's on the same topic about before.
No.
I'm just going to power through and say it.
Go ahead. What is it?
Have you ever had a friend be like, if you're ever in Colorado...
Yeah.
I got a place for you to stay.
Yes.
Have you ever...
taken them up on it?
Yeah.
No.
For the same reason, and I know it's close.
This is way different.
Easy. Of course it's way different. I'm saying that I personally, even if somebody's like, come on down, I know a guy who runs a restaurant. Wait, that's not true, because I've done that recently. Somebody was like, I own a restaurant.
And they said, come on over?
And then we went to it.
Seth MacFarlane?
Seth.
Sex McFarmland? Sex with farmland?
So we hit the drive-thru at Sexy Farmland.
Who is this mysterious restaurant owner? And how do I get in on this hookup?
Never mind. Do what you were going to do.
Here's the set list from the Hollywood Bowl ELO show. Tightrope. Evil Woman. Showdown. All Over the World. Love and Rain. Living Thing. When I Was a Boy. Rock Area, which is the shit. That song is so good.
What was that, dude?
The 10538 Overture. Can't get it out of my head. Shine a Little Love, Wild West Hero, Telephone Line, Turn to Stone, my personal favorite. Sweet Talking Woman, Don't Bring Me Down, Mr. Blue Sky. And then finally... Roll Over Beethoven with a beautiful fireworks display that only the Hollywood Bowl could present to a crowd of eager fans awaiting a finale for the books.
Does every concert at the Hollywood Bowl end with fireworks?
You should join us, Owen. Have a seat.
I'd like to welcome Owen to the podcast.
No.
Couldn't even raise the volume on the microphone for the one
because
word.
I knew he wasn't gonna do it.
He was close though. God, he was close.
I had such a blast, man. I had like a real Santana blast.
Well, that's best case scenario.
Dude, I had a
concert.
I had a straight up Baja blast.
Oh yeah, you had an icy Baja blast.
The show that I went to was a Baja blast.
That's great. I don't know any of those songs, I don't think. This is an ambush.
This is an ambush. No one wants to answer my calls tonight. No one wants to talk to me.
Call Zoya.
Why do I have problems?
You should call
Why
Zoya.
Do I feel like Zoya won't answer the phone?
I'm unavailable.
Call Zoya and let her talk to Owen and let that be the rest of the podcast.
Let's call the cops.
Someone else already did that.
Dude, I was reading about Fantastic Fest. That's where I'm going tomorrow. That's why we're recording this on a whim, this podcast. Sometimes the movies they show will make people ill.
Why is that?
Because they're very terrifying and gross and like very graphic movies.
Interesting.
There's this cannibal movie that just premiered at Toronto International Film Festival and people were passing out.
Was that at the TIFF Bell Lighthouse?
TIFF. And I don't know, actually. But it was the...
Theater?
Potentially. Is that something you know of?
Yeah, I was at that film festival once.
Oh, Toronto International?
Yeah, I think
that's cool.
And or in the same building where all that
cool
stuff happens. It's beautiful there.
I've always wanted to go. Someday I will.
You will.
I'm like,
so people were passing out at this.
I think I'm gonna be one of those guys, those older, gray haired, big beard, Hawaiian shirt, fedora guys.
Yeah.
That's just like old and just going to all these film festivals.
Yeah.
I definitely will not be with a woman like Bree by that point.
No, no, no. You will have a camera around your neck, though.
I will have a camera around my neck and a shirt that barely buttons around it.
You will wear flip-flops in the wintertime.
I will have cargo shorts on. I will have varicose veins.
You will lose your keys in the hotel room.
I will be wearing Crocs. And I will have a Taco Bell cheese in my beard from the taco.
That's the next thing I was going to say. Almost word for word.
And I do have a fanny pack with my ID in it, including a passport.
And I do get pissed off when they don't give me my complimentary cookie when I check into the hotel.
And I did have to alter the strap on that fanny pack to accommodate the large amounts of candies that are going to be in my bag.
And I do have a guy I call the fanny pack guy who does that for me. I
talk about Danny?
Danny Fanny?
Danny Phantom?
Take it to Danny. He'll let it out.
Oh, Danny Fanny will hook you up. Did you know that fanny in the UK is pussy?
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They call it a bum bag over there, I think.
Bum bag.
A bum bag. Yeah, buddy. I know the bum is a butt. Get on the podcast already.
That's good there. That's good right there. You just leave that there.
Yeah, people were passing out, apparently.
Why is
passing
that?
Out?
Why?
Because it's very gruesome.
Oh.
We're going to be at a film festival where they showcase gruesome films.
So are you gonna watch these things? The ones that made people pass out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Do you think that you're gonna be all right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the guy that runs it, his name is Tim
Minchin.
Tim League, I think.
Okay.
Tim Minchin. Yeah, it's Tim Minchin. To mention it.
Drag you into her Tim Minchin.
The guy that runs the festival, he was saying.
I think that's my mucus pocus.
It is your mucus pocus. It's real good.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a t-shirt on DFTBA later this month if you want to buy it. I'm going to paint my nails tonight.
My favorite dynamic banter shirt says Tim Minchin on it.
Tim Minchin it.
How quick? Don't
Tim Minchin it.
Oh, my God.
You got some wax on your hand.
Yeah, why is that fucking
Don't worry hard? About it.
Anyway, go ahead. Why do people watch movies? Oh,
dude, that sounded like a cartoon air horn. Continue. I'm sorry. That was rude.
You just blew out someone's toilet.
I think I'm at the end of my life. I think this is what happens before you die. You let out a fart and a burp, and then you die.
All right. Let's not stop recording until you die.
Okay.
How would we know?
Do you think a death has ever been recorded on a podcast for real? And do you think their friends found out about it?
They would have to upload it afterwards.
Yeah, but someone else is on the podcast too, probably.
So
I'm talking about a Friends podcast about the show Friends.
If one of our friends had a podcast
what
about
if
friends?
One of our friends had a podcast about Friends
and someone died
and
on
there
it?
And the people on the podcast are friends. Yeah. And one of the friends died. Would we, as their friends, find out about it?
Yeah.
How long would it take and how?
We'd listen to the podcast.
How would we find out about the death of that boy? Because of the podcast.
If we're subscribed, we'll find out right away.
We need to get Lee and Delman on a podcast. Yeah. You can smell it over here. The fart?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was a deuce toot. It was a little deuce toot.
A deuce toot?
It was a little deuce toot.
What's a deuce toot?
You never a toot poop. There's a poop coming after it. It's a poop chaser.
Those are the worst ones.
That's what they all are, Mike. What? All farts are poop chasers.
Wait a minute. Do we have to delve?
Ron Howard is directing a movie called Poop Chasers next summer.
Helen Hunt.
Stanley Tucci.
Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton are two chasers. Dude, is that what you think it did?
Listen, I'm telling you, farts are the warning horn of poop coming. You know, in the movies when they blow a little war horn? That means the army's coming.
Would you call that a warning song?
I call it a toot-toot salute.
Stand at Tim Minchin for the toot-toot salute. What the fuck were
the
we
guy
talking
that runs
about?
Fantastic Fest,
yeah,
was saying that because the person
wait a
interviewing
minute. Every
the person
fart,
interviewing him
every fart that you've ever farted
continue
is a poop is a precursor
to a poop.
Everything you do is a precursor to a poop.
I mean, sure, if you want to get technical, but the physical act of pushing air from your anus occurs because your stool is coming and it's pushing air out as it comes through the large intestine.
That's the only reason why you fart?
I mean, gases build up in the colon.
Yeah.
But the gases build up because they're making poop.
Okay. We gotta have a doctor on.
Let me try to call one. Oh, wait, they won't answer.
That's an ambush.
Have you ever tried calling two friends in a row that don't answer the phone? All I ever hear from Chelsea all day is, you never call me. Never call me.
And then
I fucking call her and she didn't answer the phone.
Yeah, well, now she knows.
I tried calling Delman too, Owen. You'll have to listen to the podcast why about why I called him. But anyway, Tim, I think his name is Tim League. This might be the wrong name I'm saying a lot. but he said that the Fantastic Fest crowds... Because the question was, have you guys ever had any incidents where people were passing out or vomiting or running out of the theater because it was too gruesome?
Yeah.
And he said, we have the patrons of Fantastic Fest are used to, they have a little bit of a stronger stomach.
Yeah, because they know what they're coming for.
Yeah, they're coming for weird, fucked up genre, sci-fi, horror, drama, weird shit.
Yeah.
And he said, but just in case... there's a jambulance that we call, which is a karaoke ambulance. In Austin.
Okay, everyone, the exits are up here and back there. Everybody knows that. Also, I've personally never seen this happen, but if there's anyone who gets sick or feels like they need to leave, the jambulance is outside.
If anyone's feeling sick or wants to sing some Meatloaf songs, there's a jambulance right outside.
If anyone's feeling faint or really likes Gloria Estefan, the jambulance is by the curb outside.
Unique vehicle draws curious spectators. In tradition with keeping Austin weird, Kelly Napper parked his ambulance-turned limo-turned impromptu green room behind the Fun 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 Fest comedian stage all weekend. The Jambulance, as it is known, is a party vehicle equipped with a blaring sound system playing 80s metal.
That's what you want.
A fog machine and Van Halen decor.
So you run out of a gruesome theater into that.
Customers rent the vehicle by the hour like a limo service. At FFF Fest, comedians such as Tenacious D were renting out the Jambulance, making the source of the fog questionable as the day went on. Is that a marijuana joke?
It's not a great one.
Is it a marijuana joke? According to Napper, the Jambulance was supposed to be a food truck, but then I started listening to Van Halen one day, so, you know, I thought I'd strip this thing up and make it a party vehicle. As one does.
I did that with my Prius once. I was driving to work, and then I started listening to Van Halen. You know what? Get the seats
out
of here.
Let's strip this out.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to have as a standby.
Yeah. There's also going to be like an escape room there. I'm really scared.
What if, oh boy, I just sold 1,000 tickets to this thing.
Why?
What if you run out of the theater because you're feeling faint or sick into an escape room?
Like if you exit the theater too soon,
I got to get out of here.
You have to go through an escape room. room? Yeah. Like a scary escape room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's a fuck. That's terrible.
Yeah, I like
that's
it.
So masochistic. I love it.
Yeah.
The escape room is going to chain up people. You can, if you have your friends with you.
It says, there's a voice that says, you only have 6 hours to escape.
And it's scary.
How long do you usually have to do that? Like 45 minutes?
An escape room?
Yeah.
I think it's all time. Each one is timed.
Yeah.
And they can be up to an hour, I think.
I would never.
And if you don't
escape
in time, then you lose.
And then they open. Well, what's losing?
They find a way to tell your friends you died.
Hold on. That seems like a helpful thing.
Yeah.
If I'm calling back to our...
It's your choice.
Still more helpful than the jambulance.
Still more helpful than the jambulance.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great point from Owen.
Right
on the mic. Right into the mic, he said it.
In a way everyone can hear
it. That real funny joke.
Crystal clear. I'm really excited about Fantastic Fest.
That's great, man. Really tell them about my idea.
No.
Ask. They're interested. I thought it was a fine idea.
Well, I think it's too late.
For this year, maybe. Sure.
Maybe for this year, yeah.
Next year?
Okay, I'll tell them about it for next year.
I want to have my own Jambia Fun Fest, and I'm going to rent a theater, and I'm just to do that. I'm going to rent a theater, and I'm going to tell everyone I got a premiere coming out. My stand-up special is premiering in a theater, and I'm going to pack this thing. And then I'm going to leave, and there's never going to be anything on the screen. And one by one, people will start to leave. But when they exit...
They're going into an escape room.
Yes.
So you're going to trick people into going to doing an escape room, even if they
upwards
don't want to.
300 people. Can you fit 300
what's
people?
The max capacity of that? And what's the occupancy of your escape room? Normally it's like a small group is best.
Yeah. It's a room that could fit maybe 7, but there are 300 people in there.
You got me.
Yeah, I got a lot of people.
You got me. I'm in.
In a tiny room.
I'm in. The way the Alamo Draft House is set up, which is where the Fantastic Fest takes place in Austin, it doesn't really allow for like an escape room situation when you leave the theater.
Okay, fine.
But I mean, I guess you could like lead them to where the escape room is.
No, it's too much. They would have to go out of one into the other. You can't say, and if you want to hang out more, follow me to an escape room.
Do we all just get notifications at the same time?
What happened? Is somebody tweeting us both?
What happened, Owen?
I didn't get anything.
Oh, no, it was just me. I got 12 just now.
All about an escape room?
Yeah. Rent an escape room.
Mike, I've got to say...
What if you had a wedding in an escape room? You know?
I like it. I'm all about...
Little League banquet?
I'm into the idea of making a wedding as interesting as possible at this point. I think what we're doing with weddings is we're continuing a tradition that's very old.
And getting more expensive.
Just... And it does... Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
What's the point of a...
You know how when they say... Well, it's not really a saying at this point. But if a lot of people say something is happening, then it's probably happening. You know? Heard that recently. Somebody said it about something else.
Okay.
When I was... Shut up, Owen. When I was at home...
Yeah.
Doing pictures and video for weddings, everyone would come up to me. Groom, husband...
Alf.
Alf, dad, wife.
ET in a dress.
And they'd be like, don't do this. Don't have a big wedding.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
I had friends do it, strangers, Alf.
You know what's interesting? I hear the same thing, and I also hear never have kids.
Oh, yeah?
From people who have kids.
Yeah.
I heard never get married so many times, and it's always that
fakey joke. Never get married, haha, just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally isn't a joke.
And yeah. Next thing you know, Brad and Angelina are divorced.
Well, not married. I meant like wedding specifically. I still think it's a good idea to get married, I think, if you find a good person.
Why do you think that? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I can tell you why.
I think I know why.
You know what? I'll see myself into the escape room.
I think
now.
There are an exception. There's always an exception to the rule.
I don't even think we're that.
I think you are.
I think we got it nice.
You got a nice setup.
Is what I think.
You got a good setup.
You got a sturdy, I'm building a sturdy home.
You got a deuce coupe setup. Little deuce coupe.
Little deuce toot.
You guys are prepping for poops all day together. Well, pushing poops out. Pushing poop out.
That's kind of what love is.
Yeah, pushing poop out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that there's so many dumb traditions that it's time to like make it our own.
Yeah.
And do our own thing with it.
Sure.
The whole like wedding church thing, like I don't mean to shit on anybody's parade.
Don't, no.
But like a church wedding is pretty pointless.
Why? To you. That can mean a lot to somebody.
I guess you're right. But like nothing of legality is occurring in that church when you get married in there.
It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah. There's absolutely nothing happening in the eyes of the government in that house you're getting married in.
Right.
Other than you're just in there with your family.
It's happening in the eyes of the Lord, and who's more powerful at this point?
That's a good question.
I understand there's a separation of church and state.
There is.
So they can't even be in the same room.
They can't be in the same room.
Fight break
what
out.
What I'm saying is the legal, because I mean like.
Fight break out.
You won't get. You won't get tax breaks if you don't sign your names on a piece of paper with the court.
Yeah.
At least in the United States.
But there's no paper in court that will be like, you're definitely not going to heaven.
Right. Because that's just a belief system. Yeah. That's a belief system that is as tangible as you'd like it to be.
Well, so are the laws.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I've seen firsthand... law, I've seen a firsthand example of the law being broken and punishments being dealt.
Yeah. You've never seen...
I've never seen a miracle.
You've never seen, like, someone says something shitty to someone, then they trip or they stub their toe real tough or they walk into a door.
You're asking me if I've ever seen a clumsy person?
Have you ever seen a clumsy person be shitty to somebody else?
All I'm saying is if you're going to get married, the thing where you sign the piece of paper that goes to the court,
yeah,
that says you are officially married, mm-hmm. is your wedding.
Yeah.
Like, that's your actual wedding. Yeah. So, like, guess what? Save your money and, like, get... That's your wedding.
That's not the wedding. That's the paper signing.
I mean, but that's, like, technically the act of getting wed.
Yeah.
Is signing those papers.
I would say that's a wedding.
That's like the only actual legal wedding.
But people have party weddings to have fun and to be with their
family.
That's
true, but
friends.
The church part isn't the party part. The church part is just the like regalia.
Yeah, actually the priests get mad if you turn that into the party part, turns out. I've had multiple
unless
priests.
Unless you've paid for it.
No, you can't. Well, with like your sins?
Yes.
Yeah. I've had multiple
or with
priests.
Monopoly money.
I bet Mr. Pink Monopoly says we can be drunk in here. I've been told by multiple priests while being part of a wedding party that you guys better not come in here during the rehearsal. You guys better not come in here drunk tomorrow because you look like the kind of group that
well,
would
that's
do
fucked
that.
Up.
It's happened multiple times.
I don't want you in here on drugs.
The priest will look at me and tell me not to do stuff all the time.
I've had a priest come up to me and say, don't tell your parents what happened in this room. Don't you dare, he said.
Were you at like a movie premiere? Or?
Was there an embargo on the,
did somebody...
on the movie you watched?
Did somebody finish a series that your parents are maybe only halfway through?
Did a magician do a really impressive trick that you found out how they did it?
He told you how it's done. Don't ever.
Was somebody buying your family a Christmas gift that they revealed to you only?
You planning a surprise anniversary party for your parents?
Go ahead and do what you want with your damn wedding, but this is all I'm saying. Have fun with the tradition. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do the church part, might as well have fun with it.
Okay.
Go ahead and have a...
What does that look like?
Have a... what you said. Have an escape room wedding. Where everyone comes into a room and they all have to work together to get out.
Okay, guys. We got 45 minutes. Let us kneel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
That's the boring one, though.
In an escape room? Kneeling in an escape room? That's not boring.
Have you ever knelt in an escape room? Let us know on Twitter.
Why don't you at Twitter and let us know?
Let us know in the comment section if you've ever knelt during an escape room. I'm real excited about Fantastic Fest. I'm going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to be gone for a bit. I'll be back on Monday.
That's not that long.
Yeah, well.
I'll see you again. I'll see you next Wednesday. Okay. You all right? What is that noise?
Those are called phone sounds.
Yeah.
Does this seem like an organic edit point? I've about had it, Mike, with this episode. I gotta get myself ready for Fantastic Fest.
I think you're physically done with the day.
Yeah, man, I had a day. I certainly did have a day. And yeah. I didn't really sleep last night.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about the problems of the world.
Yeah, okay.
They're my burden.
You did all these?
No, I just think it's my burden.
All right.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing that's ever happened.
What? Did E.T. come alive?
No, I think the air conditioning was shut off.
Oh, God. We better hurry up and finish this.
I was hoping we could get sweatier together.
I'm sweating bouilliers over here. I hate it.
Mike, I want to say thank you to you for missing a fun show this evening. I want to say thank you.
No, thank you.
And I guess I think it's time to cut it. Okay. Cut it out. It's time to cut it out. All right. Do you feel like it's time to cut it out?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, then I think I'll read a very short history road.
Okay.
And then we'll get the fuck out of here. How does that sound?
That sounds terrific.
Does it sound good?
Yes.
Okay. This is from Brandon Walters. And it says, HR, the history of road, ET story. And he says, hey, bearded boys. It was a brisk fall day that I never knew would change the course of history forever. I entered a local comic book establishment with my girlfriend, who later became my wife, and pursued through many a toy and book.
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't you just call her your wife? You know what I'm saying?
He said, because he's telling the story
at
from
the
past
time of the
tense.
Story.
Yeah. At the time of the story... At the time that the story was taking place, this girl
was
his
girlfriend.
Then
girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that he's saying he chose one of two ways to explain that this girl was not his wife at the time.
I was confused. I was getting a lot of information, and I wasn't sure that I needed all of it.
I just think that if we were going to have a test on this afterwards, there would be a discussion in the beginning.
Who was he at the store with?
Was it his girlfriend or his wife?
Technically,
maybe both. He has both.
Yeah.
A girlfriend and a wife.
Okay. No, it's one person.
Did you see that Beatles documentary on Hulu, Mike?
Not yet.
Maybe we could watch it together. Right. I didn't finish it.
Wait, is that poster bit timely now? Could we do that?
The poster bit. Yeah, shit. We missed it.
No, because
it premiered on the 19th.
Whatever. Beatles thing. Doesn't have to.
We can, sure, let's do it.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
I made my way. After making my selections, some Game of Thrones figs and some other nonsense, I made my way to the checkout counter and channeled my inner million-dollar man to purchase my items. However, a little something caught the twinkle in my eye. Behind the counter was a half dozen life-sized statues. R2-D2? Yeah, but who cares? Boba Fett? Eh. What caught my childlike wonder was indeed a NECA life-size naked E.T. statue.
How big is the store?
Needless to say, as an 80s film fanatic and all-around cinema nerd, I had to have it. As the inquisitive yet broke college student I was, I asked the gentleman behind the counter how many shillings I would have to depart with to be able to adopt the beautiful wrinkly baby boy better known as E.T. After hearing the price, I knew today wasn't the day in lieu of the adoption I had to sacrifice with the memory, and to this day still search for a non-dress wearing E.T. or 3. Thanks, guys. Brandon.
That made an abrupt emotional turn.
P.S. This is absolutely true, and can't believe Steve and I both couldn't get some of them dank E.T.s.
You were at a store where behind the counter there were 12 life-size things? That's real?
It sounds like...
That's this, a gigantic store.
Have you ever been to the... It came from another planet. Things from another world shop on the Universal Studios downtown Disney.
How many times do I have to nod? No.
City Walk. You've been to Universal City Walk?
I think so.
There's a shop there with cartoon toys.
Okay.
And cartoon statues, and it has
like
many
drawings of toys?
Cartoon toys. Yeah, drawings of toys.
This is just like an art
cartoon exhibit? Style toys. This here is a modern cartoon style home.
Can I interest you?
Yeah, there's a shop there that has a bunch of toys, cartoon toys.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of statues there.
All life-size statues.
All life-size.
Behind the counter.
All life-sized. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, there's like a Galactus in there. There's a bunch of toys.
Okay.
All right. Well, I feel really good about this. Additional great. 6 minutes.
Can I say one thing before we end?
Yeah.
Probably not going to make fun of the old lady anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's probably too mean, and I hate it.
You know what, Mike? I think that's a good thing.
Let's put that bit to rest.
Have we just put it to rest?
I think so, officially.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
If you want to send us your history roads.
What is wrong with your arm? Did that burp come from your arm? I don't ever want to know what your microphone smells like.
Do you know how smells work?
You know when you
they
just,
normally don't stick around.
When you burn things on a grill for years.
Yeah, and there's like a there's like a pan yeah. with all the like grime on it.
Yeah.
It's a clean mic.
No, it's not.
I want you,
and I'll tell you 100% certainty that smells do stick around on things like microphones forever.
That's not true.
You don't tell someone who had a residency in Chelsea in Lower Manhattan playing in a shitty bar at 1 o'clock in the morning for years that smells don't stick around on a mic. I've smelled everyone who's ever sang at that bar. I put my mouth on it.
Really, you think that's true?
Yes, 100. I know it's true. I lived it.
What if I told you I've switched out our screens? are pop filters.
I don't think you would do that.
What if I told you I did?
Well, mine doesn't smell horrible, so that leads me to believe that you did not do that.
Hang on, let me get my nose in here.
You can't, okay. You just... Are you trying to smell the... What the... Okay. Are you getting anything? Not like an old grill, maybe. Uh-huh. Good.
No, there's nothing, man. Smells like a screen. And you know the cool thing about these screens is you can get a new one.
You can.
You can buy them.
You can.
Thanks, Mike, for being here.
Of course.
And thanks for skipping out on your comedy routine to do this, or comedy show.
Yeah.
And we'll want to come back from Fantastic Fest. We should watch the Beatles documentary, and we should do a little bit on that Beatles poster I have.
Sure.
And we'll do some more. And if you guys want to submit your own history roads to the Dynamic Banter email account, you can do that at dynamicbanter@gmail.com. So thank you guys for gmail.com. At the
thanks, guys, for
AOL Dying Gmail.com. YangHoDianChingCom. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, but-
that was a HeadGum Podcast.